What impressed you the most about his performance?
It's a tough spot. You know, we were struggling. And, you know, he came in with the confidence and the calmness. And I think we really fed off that.
Why does a change like that sometimes just kind of spark an offense and change things a little bit?
I mean, in life, sometimes you need changes and, you know, just something different, you know. And I think you really felt that in the crowd as well. And I think we just rally around that and something else, switch it up, give the defense a different look. So we pulled it out.
What is it about him? It's his leadership, that kind of stuff. It's typical for a quarterback. What about him being that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, since he's come in his rookie year, he's really set the tone. You know, because of I was a second-string tight end, I worked a lot with him, whether it be in practice or whatever. So I know the type of guy he is, and, you know, we really just rally around him.
What's that type? You say type of guy, what's that?
Yeah, just calm, cool, collected, but confident. And he doesn't have to say much, but he puts the ball where it needs to be.
What are the differences between Brock and Tom? You know,
I mean, I'm not going to get into. I'm not going to get into, you know, the difference between the quarterbacks because I'm not a coach, but I'm just looking forward to the next week of practice.
How much does that help you that you've worked with him a great deal because you were?
I think that our history, you know, if it ends up being Tom. You know, I think that benefits us. Mm-hmm. Me personally, you know, I just know the type of player he is, and he's looking for me. So,
what do you think about where this team is right now? You're right.
We got everything in front of us, you know, and it's been a crazy year. It really has. I mean, between going to Mexico and the injuries and everything, but I'm proud of my guys, and we're still here standing, and we got the division in the palm of our hand. So,
how much more intense do things get right now? Because I mean, you can say every game. You know, means a lot, but right now you can really feel it. You can touch it almost.
So when you say that, I know it sounds crazy, but it really is every week. Like, this is our job. Like, we didn't know that the Titans were going to pull it out, you know. We are fighting for our life, like, every week. So it sounds cliche, but, God, every day, like, I can't wait to get into meetings and fix what went wrong and get better. And that's how we got to treat every day from here on out.
What is it for you boys on the offensive side to watch that defense they're doing now?
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, J.J. went down, and, I mean, there's still a top-five defense in the league, and they're playing their best ball when we need it. And it's fun to watch, you know. When we come to the sideline after, you know, whether it be the series doesn't go right for us, sometimes I turn into a fan watching them play, and it's fun.
What's it like watching Jadeveon from a field level?
I feel bad for the guys on the other end, on the other side of the ball, because I know how that feels, trying to cut him off and try. It's unbelievable, man. He's a freak, and we all know he could do it, you know, but now he's really putting it together, and I'm happy for him.
What does it mean for you when you get an opportunity? You're able to seize the moment?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's Billy O's thing, you know, next man up. So CJ went down. Hopefully he'll be back this week, but, you know, just had an opportunity, and that's been my whole career, you know, just making the most of the opportunities that have been given to me.